Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Dead air, we'll cut that out. So, I've got my little questions here. I'm going to get this nice and close so I don't have to crick my neck. Bad enough living in student accommodation. No. That's why I stink a deep heat. Give me a break. Now, I ask this, I like doing this in the show, in general, but I've got to ask, how are your shows going?
Do you want to start?
You can start.
Oh, you're ever so polite. I love it.
It's good, it's fine, good. Quite tired already, but it's good.
Oh. Get your violins out, come on, Leah. You're the star of the Fringe, though, surely.
Yeah.
Packed out, beautiful atmosphere in there, I bet, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
Good.
Sold out yesterday, it was nice, lovely.
Beautiful, okay.
Yeah, good vibes in there. Loving it.
Disgusting. We hate you, Leah. Okay, Olga, what about you?
Fine, good. Had two cries already. One of them on stage.
Oh.
Other one in private.
Dare I ask what either of them were about?
Well, the first one was I was on a mixed bill late at night in like a student-y bar.
Oh, not... What's the one they call it?
Spank. Three Sisters.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
Cause they do, oh, God, I said I'm not doing Spank.
Yeah.
I don't think my mental health can take it.
I said I am doing Spank, and then everyone looked at me like they were worried about me, and I don't think that I necessarily know what it is.
Well, there's this thing where it's like, I think anyone, if they're completely nude, can go and promote their show at any moment. So I think partially the people are coming to see a naked person more so than to see
what comedy. Do you mean at any moment?
Yeah, that's the premise of Spank, isn't it?
I don't know, but Milky, we're busy tonight, babe. I'm sorry, I've got a last minute booking. I don't know, I think that, but apparently that show, I hear that if you breathe in, you get chlamydia. That's the demographic. It ain't pretty. Do you know what we should have, actually? Because you're a bit worn out, are you not, Leo, from your...
I went out last night. And it was a bit much. I was actually a bit much for everyone. At a certain point, people were like, you need to go home.
You get to be. This is your month, baby.
It's my month.
Get it out of your system.
It's my month.
Where did you go?
I'm an August baby.
Where's the good night spots, apart from the Flick, obviously?
I came to the Flick, and then I went to the Pleasant Stone. And it wasn't really the space for me to be quite so loud and obnoxious. People were sort of trying to have quite a nice quiet drink, and I was sort of screaming at them.
No one's having a nice drink at the Dome. People are going to be seen.
That's true.
They're going to be seen at the Dome.
Now, I mean, you're a regular, aren't you, down the Fringe? You are, though, because you... How many years is this? Don't cry again. I don't want to make you cry for a third time. What is it? Do you know, tell us about how it's changed, or, you know, what's that feeling you get when you get off the train, you know, because it's a bit of a mixed bag. I was saying this yesterday to the guys. You get that little anxiety when you see all the posters and all that malarkey. What's your little take on that? Because I like to hear it, because it's good for the people at home who aren't in Edinburgh to get a little bit of a taste. And there might be young comedians out there. I don't know. The next.
Come on.
Bernard Manning. Who... That's you, Leo, without a doubt.
It's me.
That's how they bill him, the gay Bernard Manning. Yeah. You can put that on your poster.
Thank you.
Free of charge. No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, what's the little atmosphere like? You like it?
I arrived. I felt as the second I arrived into Waverley. Sorry, there is a theme. I think the theme is Olga needs therapy. In that I almost started crying, and then I started doing this thing that I've decided to call toxic positivity. So, you know, a few years ago there was a TED Talk that went viral where a woman was like, before you go on stage, pose as Superman, and then you perform so much better when you're on stage. All scientists collectively did disprove this. Science, the science community altogether came out and said, this is untrue. But this didn't stop me from taking that TED Talk on. And I thought, well, if I make my facial muscles smile, my brain is going to be like, oh, you're happy, because otherwise why would your facial muscles be smiling? And I found that my brain had not caught on, but then I did start crying at the mixed bill, so I can't recommend that strategy. Did I answer your question?
Well, no, but I enjoyed the journey. But is that not just what they call it, that thing when you tell you something good? You wake up and you say you're good.
Affirmation.
Affirmation, that's it. That's what that is, isn't it? No, but that's physically smiling. It sounds like torture, to be honest.
A therapist once told me to do that. They were like, I was like, I'm feeling quite depressed. And they were like, pretend that you're not. And, and there's actually a bit about it in my show.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, I must get your therapist's number. They sound ever so qualified. Just pretend you ain't.
Yeah.
They sound like they're sleeping on the job.
It's really weird, yeah.
And what about you, Leo? What's your... You must have done a little bit of Fringe before.
This is weirdly my fifth Fringe doing a show.
Oh, really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Which is quite a lot.
Throwing these cards in the bin, then?
All the others were, like, student sketch shows.
Oh, God forbid.
Yeah. Which, so there was no pressure for them to be sort of good or funny or enjoyable to do. And they weren't any of those things. But no, they were fun, but this is already so much more intense and nice. But
because it's on your...
Yes, yeah,
on your shoulders, isn't it?
Yeah, and you can't sort of get angry with the other person if it goes wrong, which I used to do a lot.
Yeah.
So just sort of project onto them everything that you've done wrong. If anyone's in a sketch group, that's really good advice. But yeah,
I feel like any sketch group that is, you've pretty much described any sketch group, everyone just hating each other.
Yeah,
you know,
the vibe between a sketch double act is a hellish combination of just overwhelming love and then just desperate rivalry. So it's
I'm looking at Milky here. We know it. We know it ever so well. The problem with this Fringe is, as I said, I'm in student accommodation. Not what you'd expect the Duchess to be. But luckily, I bought my silk pillow.
Wait, weren't you in student accommodation that time when we went to Coventry?
Oh, let's not talk about that. I'll never go to Coventry again. They put me off forever. What, were you there?
I was there. And the producer's like, do you want to stay in student accommodation? I said, respectfully, no. And you said, enthusiastically, yes.
Well, I didn't get given an option, did I? That was actually spacious compared to the one we're in at the minute.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think if someone put a little metal bar across one of the... That's not going anywhere.
No, I'm
not even going to bother with it.
I'm staying in student accommodation, and, like, it's Swedish prison vibes, right? You go into the bathroom, and they've clearly designed it for people not to commit suicide, but then you just keep thinking of suicide.
Yeah. Like, the windows that don't open.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, now I kind of want to try and jump, just to see...
Thanks, guys. Can't wait for tonight when I get in, all exhausted. I feel like I'm in some kind of bleeding prison. Great, cheers. I mean, ours is bad. We're staying with...
What have we said so far? You've cried a lot and a lot about suicide.
Yeah.
Is it going well? Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Sertraline. But we've got, you know, Mark Gorgeous. We're staying with two gorgeous comedians. We've got lovely shows here. Joe Griffin. You know Joe Griffin, don't you? Everyone
fantastic.
Loves Joe Griffin. You've
fantastic.
Got to go and see our
the
show.
The funniest person in the world.
In... The Roxy, I think, with Assembly, it's beautiful.
Mm.
She, I don't know why, she boils about 15 eggs in the morning for our show and boils about 15 potatoes. I'm sorry I'm saying this, Joe. I hope I'm not ruining the show. But I tell you what, you go in there in the morning, it's like she's had a very big curry the night before. I'm like, Joe, oh, Joe's up. I can smell it. But she's gorgeous. I love you, Joe. I do love you. And then with Tessa Coates, I don't know when our show is on, but I'll tell you tomorrow. And that can be a little cliffhanger, they call it in the radio industry.
I think, I could be wrong, but I think it's on at 6:05.
6:05,
think
beautiful.
So.
Specific.
Think so.
At the Pleasants.
At the Pleasants.
At the Pleasants, yeah.
See, teamwork. Beautiful stuff.
Leo and I have yet
Let's
to plug our
own shows. Gorgeous.
Thank you.
I mean, last night, to be honest, I had Milky in my bed.
That's
Got
nice.
About half, what was it, about half past two he came in, because on the way down he goes to me, Diane, look out there. I'm looking out on this field, I'm like, what? He's like, look. He's like, the dogs are massive. I said, what, Milky? He pointed at it. It was a cow. He hasn't stopped going on about it every night. He's like, the cows are coming. The cows are coming down. I'm like, get in. Bloody hell. Bring your little comforter and he's fine. He settles down after a minute. But this ain't healthy milk. It's got to stop. Now, you're both from London, or you live in London. Obviously, mm-hmm. you're not from London.
Obviously, I'm not from London.
You're from the great, well, not so great anymore. To be fair, let's just say what everyone's
let's
thinking.
Let's get political.
But you're say from it. The gorgeous Rushka.
I am originally from Russia, yes. Solidarity with Ukraine, £1. Every one of my tour tickets is going towards Stonewall's effort in Ukraine, just so you guys know.
Beautiful, and I was going to say that.
The rest of the money is going towards a very promising cryptocurrency.
I bet it is as well. You're a cunning one, you are. I bet it is. So what's it like being down here from London? Do you have flatmates? What's your living setup in London? And do you, you know, because you're quite close, you young comedians.
We also live relatively close to each other.
Yeah, we do.
North London.
We do. And Olga lives in a very nice flat with a lovely view, and I live with my mum and dad, which is iconic, of course.
And cheap. Most importantly.
Yeah. What's the next question? it's lovely.
Oh, I want to dig now.
No, it's nice, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, when you're with your parents.
When you're with your parents.
Yeah.
It's very like... Stop talking
but
to me.
Soon,
do you know what I mean?
Soon, I'm soon. Sure, with the way your career's going, you'll have a nice little flat, just touch like with. Olga's, with a lovely view.
Yeah, one day.
I live with my best friend from high school.
Do you?
Yeah.
In Russia?
No. Oh. I went to high school here in the UK.
Oh, did you?
And we made a pact when we were about 15 that we were going to grow up and live in the big city together. And now we are.
Oh, my God, that's gorgeous.
It's cute.
What do they do?
It's cute. He works for Deutsche Bank.
Oh, right. Hence the lovely view from the flat. Cool, gorgeous. Is he funny?
He likes magic.
No, then. And how old are you? Do you mind me asking?
I'm 29.
29?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. And he's 29 too, then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gorgeous. And you're only a little tiddlywink, aren't you?
I just turned 24.
24. Oh,
that's
my God.
Skin.
Makes
that's
you
the
sick.
Secret. Be 24.
Makes you sick as a pig, it does. I'll punch the wall later. Now, as a first time, well, because I know for a fact that loads of young comedians look up to you and they adore you, which is good and brilliant. So, and also I know that coming to the Fringe, do you not believe me? No?
No.
Okay, I made it up. No, I didn't. But, you know, because the Fringe is tricky, and we've been talking a lot about it because I'm working part-time in co-op. I've got a little job. It ain't pretty, trust me. And we're trying to make ends meet, aren't we, Milky? Milky's out in the daytimes. I don't know if you've been on that Golden Mile or whatever, but if you see someone dressed as a wedding cake, that's Milky. You're just like that, and then he jumps out. He's ever so good at it, aren't he? He brings a nice handful of change at the end of every day, and it's perfect. But how you know, what tips have you got for young comedians coming up through the ranks? Because you know what, I know a little fellow what was doing the comedy. You know, you do them, what they call them, spots or whatever. Mm. And it's a horribly masculine world. And why is stand-up comedy, where you go and do these little stand-up spots and you have to bring a friend or whatever, it's always like men. And they're quite unwelcoming.
I think the reason I felt comfortable doing it, relatively comfortable, is because I started by taking a stand-up class at the Soho Theatre. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I know. I've been there a couple of times. loads of times.
And because I day one, I had a little bit of a group, we would go do open mics together as a group. So you always had someone in the crowd.
That's good advice. See, that's good advice for young comedians. Beautiful.
I feel like the with the masculine thing, it's like people feel like they have to do every gig and have to make everyone laugh and be universal, and they don't, and no one is. And I think what was really useful about being a comedy fan and finding out what comedy I liked was going to the comedy that I like the most and watching people hate it and being like, oh, if I do the comedy that I like, lots of people will come and hate it, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's really the funniest stuff to me.
Yeah, you do
that's
you,
excellent.
And you'll find your right audience.
Wait, I have another theory about what you just asked.
Go
I'm
on.
Ready to get cancelled. Are you guys ready to cancel me?
Well, we need the exclusive, babe. So tell, do your worst. Do your bleeding worst.
My theory is, and I'm not talking about all men. I'm talking about specifically masculine men. Masculine men are not in touch with their feelings and they don't have any friends. So they have the time to go and do gigs, whereas women and men who are not as masculine, they just go and hang out. They got stuff to do.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I truly believe that. And there's so many lone sharks at stand-up gigs.
Yeah, and they have a lot to get off their chest.
Now, in this day and age, it's about personas, isn't it, right? And I have a little persona on stage, which is Icon. Sorry, I have to say it because it's true. Now, your stage personas, how much are they? Because obviously, we live in the age of the internet and all that malarkey. So do you think your stage personas are a fair representation of your true persona, and is that different to your social media persona, or is that a marketing tool? Parkinson, eat your heart out. You know what I mean? I couldn't see him asking that question, purely because it didn't exist, but that's not the point.
I feel like on stage I am maybe the worst version of myself, and what I am scared that I am like.
Haven't spent time with you on MDMA, that is incorrect.
Oh, how beautiful, God.
Yeah, that's fair. No, that is fair. That is fair. It does get worse. And that's what a message I want to send out to all the listeners of the podcast. It gets worse. It's like a sort of hyperactive, shallow, narcissistic version of myself, of where all the most kind of bitter, self-congratulatory stuff that I've ever thought in my life is what I do on stage. And then off stage, I think I am sometimes like that, and hopefully sometimes not so like that.
Hmm.
And it's weird. The weird thing is, but the social media thing's weird because I do it as me and it's stand up, and it's not like I don't have like another account for the character. Balancing that can be a bit odd when you're like posting a photo from your holiday, being like, this is a nice photo, and then the next day you're like, this is a gig, and I gotta do it in my gig, like, comedy voice. And I'm always scared, because the comedy voice is very arrogant and horrible, that people think I'm arrogant and horrible.
No, we don't
when
think
I'm
that.
Lovely.
No, no,
I'm a very lovely boy.
We don't think that.
I think I'm significantly more confident on stage than I am off stage. I think I come off as very, very sure of myself, when in reality I thoroughly doubt everything I do.
Do you? I think, though, that you do, that does come a bit like...
You're like, there's no surprise there.
It's no, it's very, as in, like, you show your vulnerable side. You don't hide it. And I think that makes a lovely aspect of you as a comedian, that
that's
you
very
show
sweet
that.
Of you. You know. Thank you. Also, I think I'm much more traditional in real life. Like, on stage, I'll be like, let's do some freaky shit. And off stage, I'm like, I want a baby. Don't tell anyone. Is anyone recording this?
Did you not know? Yeah, they are. Okay, beautiful. Now, what would you do if... Because I know that you did computer science, didn't you? You got a very clever brain in there.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. It's probably eroded by all the comedy. But why on earth would you do comedy when you can make money doing that? Because that's a much better job. Should you get paid better?
But you don't get as much attention.
No, that's true.
Come on.
You should see me in the co-op. Oh, my God. Hello, where do the peas go? That is me. Honestly, I'm a nightmare. What would you do? If it all ended, that's what you'd do. You'd be a bit of computer science. You'd do that. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I actually have... what really worries me is I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. I would just be... I don't know. I think maybe like a teacher would be nice.
Oh, yeah. You'd be a gorgeous teacher.
And just sort of... irritates some children.
I think you'd be an amazing school counsellor.
School counsellor,
incredible.
That kind of thing. That kind of thing, or like a school drama teacher, a sort of Mr. G style. Put myself in the show kind of thing. that would be fun.
Mr.
Shoe? Yes, full Glee Club vibes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know that reference because I was in prison when Glee came. Trust me, I hear a lot about it all the time. I'm sure it's bleeding good, though. I mean... but, I mean, it's tricky, isn't it? Because you essentially have gone straight into having a full-time career in comedy. which is kind of scary because, as a, you know, post being a student, most people just want to get stoned and watch Homes Under the Hammer or something. You know? Eat a massive bar of Cadbury. But you're out
there. That works really well with being a comedian. I think you can do. I'm here to say I think you can do both, and you can have it all. It was weird because I graduated uni and then took a break from any like a few months. I was like, I'm gonna just sort of live at home and try and figure out what I'm gonna do. And then it was the pandemic, so I couldn't really do anything. And then it's now. So it's there hasn't been the gap to get any other skills. So I don't have any. So if this goes really badly, that's going to be so sad.
Can't you get him into give him some crypto?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Tips.
Yeah.
I just want to make a little comment here because, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. Every time you open that little bottle, it goes shh. No, it's, I like it, but I want to set the scene for the people that own, because now they're going to listen back and be like, oh, that's what that was, and I love it. Do it again, just quickly. Oh, she's lost all her bubbles.
Oh.
Oh, you two are flat as a pancake. Blimey.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a fun part of the show now. Well, you see, what happened is, so I've got my little Instagram or whatever, right? And I ask people in secret if Diane Chorley can help them with a little problem that they've got. It's called Dear Diane, this little section. It's a bit new to the Codpast. I know some of you here have listened to the Codpast before, so lucky you. It's an exclusive.
Oh my God, lighting change.
Uh-oh, hold tight. Dear Diane, I'm an older lady with a young lover. Where is a good place to go for a long romantic weekend? I'm an older lady with a young lover.
Olga can relate.
I'm an older lady with a young lover.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we've got the perfect experience here then. Didn't you do, you did this anyway, didn't you? You do a podcast called...
Did a series called Bad Advice.
Bad Advice, that's it, where you give the wrong advice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's change that up a bit and give good advice this time. I don't want people writing in being like, oh, Diane's going to help me, and then bang. Go to Bergheim or something. Yeah. You know. Well, you can say that, actually.
That could be fun.
No, maybe don't do that. Well, it depends how kinky they are, innit, really, I guess. I don't know what Bergheim's like, I've heard things. And it involves flip-flops. Anyway, sorry, Olga, I interrupted because I love the sound of my own voice.
Somewhere where there's even older ladies, so you look young and sprightly in comparison. Lake District?
Lake District. Saga Cruise?
Yeah.
A cruise is good because if she's with a younger lover, you want sort of toys and games to keep him occupied.
Yep. A slide.
He'll have a lot of energy, I imagine.
I don't think a teenager. Oi, bar staff, zip it. We're doing a podcast recording. What are you bleeding like? Right, I'm docking your wages. Yeah, right, like I'm paying them. That'll be the day. Did I tell you about the time I went on a cruise?
No.
No.
Stevie Jabs, my manager at the time, he said, Diane, Neil Young has gone to Africa. Talking Heads have got a bongo. And there's a rat in UB40's kitchen. And he said, would you go abroad? You know, get some musical influences from out of Canvey, basically. Uh-huh. Fair game. And I said, no. Because I only have to look at a chicken korma and I'm touching cloth. I didn't give him any advice. I would say, along with an older lady with a younger lover, do you know what? Youthfulness is an attitude, isn't it? So if you go there feeling like you're young, feeling like you're having the time of your life, you attract people. So if you give off positivity, you attract people. So she should go somewhere where she can be just as her sexy own self. In fact, don't even think about it. Take her wherever you want. Doesn't matter that you're old. We're all equal. We're all gorgeous. It's about what you give out, not what you look like.
Oh, that's nice.
Mic drop. Not really. Dear Diane, my dog keeps weeing on my pillow while looking at me. God, how do I get him to stop? Get put down?
Yeah, get a new dog. On your pillow.
Oh, colostomy bag.
Yeah, put blindfold on the dog.
Is the looking at me the issue?
Yeah.
So the dog weeing on the pillow is fine. There's people on the internet that will buy that pillow.
Yeah.
See, the business mind in her.
She's always...
It is always off the scale. I dread to think what your merch is like. I'll tell you that. Paul O'Grady's your man for that. He loves dogs, not me. I haven't got a bleeding clue. Dear Diane, me and me life... Oh, my God, this is saucy. Actually, you two probably like this. Dear Diane, me and me wife would like a threesome. Should we make the guest breakfast or not?
Leo, would you like to do the honours?
I was once invited to a threesome.
Ooh, this sounds saucy.
By none other than Olga Koch.
Yes! This is true. This is true. And he accepted.
Yeah, and you have to go and see Olga's show for the full story.
Milky, put your stiffy away. Well,
I
you
think...
You can't leave... Look at them. Well, yeah, I mean... You'll have to go to Olga's show. They're desperate to find out.
Yeah. 7:35 at Monkey Barrel every day.
Yeah.
Give us a hint, though. Did you go through with it?
We did not. It did not happen in the end.
Fair go.
Yes.
The other two people did go through with it.
Yeah, okay.
It was just me that was excluded from the fun of the evening. So I felt a little left out.
What, were you sat in the corner on the buffet?
Yeah, pissing on the pillow, making eye contact. I think it was a really it was a turning point in both of our lives.
In a big way.
In a big way,
what,
in a huge way.
Made you closer.
Yeah, brought us closer together. Yeah. I would say if I had gone through the threesome, what was the question? Would you get breakfast?
Getting breakfast?
I would probably have expected a breakfast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine most people would stay over. I'd imagine they'd probably go. Not to get too cozy, you know what I mean? Not to get
really?
Nestled in. I'm not, you know,
I think quite nice.
Have you ever had the threesome, Diane?
No, of course I haven't.
Milky?
No. Yeah. I mean, I tried being a lesbian once. But I got such bad heartburn.
To be fair, my invitation to a threesome was your first of three of that year.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. I can confirm that is
a
true.
A popular third.
You need to set up a little waiting list.
I don't know what that is, because people are very rarely inviting me to a twosome, but then seem very keen to get me into a threesome. And actually, I prefer to sort of work up to that with maybe a couple of twos in the middle.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Run up. Oh, I get you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your real life has basically inspired your show.
Yes.
It turns out. Because we asked this question yesterday, and I like doing this in the podcast, because everyone comes to Edinburgh, they've got their lovely hour show, and they're like, this is about this. You've got to have your tagline, haven't you? When you hand out, you think, it's about this, you know, me ringworm, whatever it is. What's your process for making a show as comedians? Like, what do you go through? Do you pick a topic, a subject, and then you work through it, and then you workshop it until you get somewhere? You know, you want to get into the mind of the comedian, young, cutting-edge comedian.
So this is my fourth show.
Yeah.
Every one of the shows before, it felt like I was tackling a part of my identity that needed to be tackled. Show number one, I'm from Russia. Show about Russia. Show number two, I studied computer science. Show about computer science. Show number three, I immigrated into the UK. Show about immigration. And then all of my USBs were gone. And there I was begging Leo Reich for a threesome. Just to have anything to talk about.
And it worked.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Yeah, but your show is specifically about...
it's a rom-com.
A rom-com.
That
sorry,
started
that's
with,
yeah.
Literally started with asking Leo Reich for
got
a threesome.
It. So what is it? Based on all the rom-coms you've watched or something?
No, it's just my life.
Oh, your life is a rom-com.
Ever since that very fateful night.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
One of us went off, fell in love, got a boyfriend, and the other one is me.
Oh, so you're happily...
I'm trying to dangle the carrot and do a little cliffhanger. Who knows what happened after that threesome?
Okay, fair game.
It's a roller coaster ride. It's a roller coaster ride.
That's gotta literally the copy.
Yeah, it is. It really
brochure.
Is.
Sure.
Well, I was there for the whole thing.
I can't wait for next year's show. Leo's with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I stay up at night thinking about that. Fantasize.
Well, that's what your show will be about next year, then. What about you, Leah?
Mine is not about anything real. I think I probably have a more heightened persona that is maybe more different to me than Olga's is to her. I think it's that, yeah. Like, it's more of a sort of almost charactery thing of, like, a type of person. It's like an hour of, like, what I feel like sort of young people who spend too much time on the internet and are obsessed with themselves are like.
And you've really gone method with that, haven't you?
I have really gone method with that. It's based on my own lived experiences of being a narcissist myself. And I think it's really important that narcissists get the platform for once and talk about our experiences.
It's an incredible show. It's so much fun.
I can't wait to see them both. Me and Milky, we come, haven't we? So what's the end game then, do you think? Like, what do you see yourselves doing? Like a sitcom, you know, a chat show? Do you want to be writers? You know, I just want to get... What's
get
your projection?
I like... this is such a saccharine thing to say, but I like the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And I would like to do... Just have nice... have an audience of people who really like what I do that's small enough that it's manageable and big enough that it's a job. And then maybe write some stuff for TV and film as well. But comedy-wise, I would really like to just carry on doing shows like this and sell. Yeah, just like having a nice time.
Just
yeah. Because it's so fun.
Yeah,
I love
fun,
it.
Yeah. I mean, we've had fun here today. I can't say we haven't. I've loved every second. You lot are the perfect audience. I adore you. Look at you. They're so gorgeous. I love them. The heat coming off them. Oh, my God.
I know.
It's like Chernobyl. What about you, Olga?
I think similarly, I would love to be sort of... I mean, I guess the shorthand that I use for it is like a mailing list comedian, where it's just to be able to have people come see you on tour and just keep doing shows. I completed, not to brag, a master's degree over lockdown. So I think I'm going to do a PhD if anybody accepts me.
Honestly, one of the most harrowing about your own life choices to do a gig with Olga, where she'll go on MC... come off stage, there'll be acts on, and she'll be writing her thesis. And they'll be like, oh, it's me again. And then back down and writing her thesis. I was like, what?
Give us a break, Olga. Give us a break.
The rest of us have been drunk since 1 p.m.
It's weird, though, that you both want to be comedians. Because most people, really, they get into comedy to end up writing something, like a vehicle.
Yeah, I can't act for shit.
Me neither.
I just want to be Dr. Cock. That's my life goal.
That's a great goal.
That's a fair enough request, to be fair. But what would your doctorate be in, like computers?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, whichever's the easiest. I just want the title so bad.
That's gorgeous. Well, yeah. I feel like maybe it's time for... There comes to a part of the show where me and Milky do a little song. And we do a little song that sums up the show. It may go very badly, okay? Just so you're aware. Because it did yesterday.
Oh, so it's improvised?
Improvised. I mean, you two could do a verse if you wanted. If you want to do a little duet with the Duchess, we could try it.
I'm going to see how the first verse goes and then decide.
Okay. Let me get into the vibe of it, you know. Oh, yeah. I like it, Milky. You've got a nice one. I was walking through the foyer, and who did I see? Two beautiful ladies, one of them asleep. Their water was fizzy, you'll hear it in the show. If you want to. You don't have to. And if it's rubbish, we can edit it out.
Olga once asked me for a threesome, and I said yes, but we didn't go through with it. And now I'm pretending that I'm okay with her, but I'm not.
Beautiful. Well, I could do a chorus. Because they're young, but they ain't dumb. But you see their show, and they're certainly full of fun, and we're having a beautiful time down in Edinburgh. Oh. If you want to have a little cracker first, don't feel pressure.
Diane is staying at student accommodation. Milky is sharing a bunk bed with her. Leo is having a wonderful time, and everybody kind of resents him for that.
Wow, Olga, you've got a beautiful voice. And don't forget, if you're listening, Olga is doing karaoke down the Flick every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
It's the best night in town.
Come and see that in... Because they're young, they ain't dumb. And you come and see the show and it's full of fun. And we're having a beautiful time down in Edinburgh. I'll do that again. Because we're young and they ain't dumb. And you come to see the show and it's definitely full of fun. And we're having a gorgeous time down in Edinburgh. Oh, let's do a chorus all together. Ready? See if we can. I've forgotten it already. Because they're young, they ain't dumb. You come and see the show and you'll have lots of fun. Oh, we're having a gorgeous time here in Edinburgh.
Wow.
Now, if you're listening to this podcast at home, we're having a lovely time here. If you're in Edinburgh, come and see
Leo Reich, Literally Who Cares, 9:35 Pleasance Courtyard, every goddamn day, baby.
Olga?
Olga Koch, Just Friends, 7:35 Monkey Barrel, every day. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. And of course me, Diane Chorley, the Duchess of Canvey, and my beautiful little Milky, doing our chat show every day at 5 o'clock in this beautiful The Flick, and then 11 o'clock down The Flick. It's gorgeous. Do I do that little bit about this is a hat trick, Codpast? That's my little producer, Chris, there. Ain't he,
gorgeous? He
gorgeous? Look at the smile on his face. You wouldn't have thought it, the stress he's had. I'm surprised he's still alive. Of course, Diggory at the back there. What beautiful text.
Woo, 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 woo.
And of course, you, my gorgeous audience, I adore you all. Thank you for coming. Tell your friends. Do whatever you got to do. Get home safe. And then we'll do one more little chorus. Because they're young, they ain't dumb. And you come and see their show, and it's going to be full of fun. And we're having a gorgeous time down in Edinburgh. Right, you lot do it because I get it wrong.
Because they're young, they ain't dumb,
and they're going to have a lot of fun.
They're having a gorgeous time
down in Edinburgh.
Oh, brother, thank you so much, my gorgeous guests. Thank you, bar staff. Sorry for having a go at you, but you deserved it. Beautiful stuff. Have a gorgeous day. Thank you for coming to the show. Oh. Hope you've had fun.
Thanks, Diane. Thanks, Milky.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.